Okay, so we're in the sugya of Hishtagdus and the Pochet. If you have Pochet, where's the Rufa Hishtagdus? Where in the Kashi is it? If everything, I mean everything comes from Hashem, yeah? Then, and there's nothing that you can do through Hishtagdus. In the Lashon HaChodesh HaVav, if Hishtagdus Moel, El Hishtagdus Mukhrach, Hishtagdus doesn't do anything, it has nothing, but you have a chiv to do it, so then what is Hishtagdus? So what we've said up to now is that a Jew is in this world to make Hashem Shemayim and to reveal and advertise Hashem's presence in the world. His status is what we're doing to fulfill that obligation. So when a person has to go to the doctor, or a person has to go to the work, or he has to go to the bank, or wherever he has to go, the mitzvah of his status he's doing is not because he needs to get his child well or needs money. That's going to happen one way or another. He's doing that in order to be Mekadesh Hashem Shemayim. That's really what we've set up to now. Obviously, with all the pirushim we've seen up to now, but essentially the hishtadlis, we have to, now hishtadlis have to find the nekuda of kedusha of kavod shemayim. That's really what we have to find. We have to find in everything that we're doing this aspect of to be Mekadesh Hashem Shemayim. So wrote the mice of Rebbe Tzerotsky. Now she found in her having to have a surgery a way of being Mekadesh Hashem Shemayim by telling this big deal professor. She knocked him down a peg or two. Whatever it is that we have to do when you're dealing with the doctors, you have to be a mensch. When you're dealing with business, you have to deal straight. Essentially, wherever we're out there, we're being Mekadesh Hashem Shemayim. Okay. Exile at the bottom of the page. Baba Tochen ain't a Marbid Loyal and Meshkanaisov. Baba Tochen never gets phased, he never loses his mind. Kasherim Chai Vedia Mitis, he ain't his shadless Moila. When a person lives with this idea, this knowledge, not theoretical knowledge, he lives with it ingrained in him, but his shadless doesn't do anything. Elehi Mukreches. It's something you have to do. Ra'ini doy kasher dvarim ayinu mitnalim kemetuchna. He never gets worried or upset if things aren't going the way he plans. As one wise man said, if you want to make Hashem laugh, yeah, just tell him your plans. Just tell him what you're planning for the day. You'll get a good giggle out of Hashem that way, you know. In Yiddish we say, man plans and God laughs. Man plans and God laughs. Because when things don't go the way you wanted them, by the way, that doesn't mean you shouldn't want. A Jew is supposed to want things, he's supposed to go after what he wants, and he's supposed to fight for it and for it. But if Hashem says no, okay, back off. It doesn't mean you become a little straw doll that doesn't have any wants, desires, or anything. You're supposed to have yearnings and desires and wants. That's what you perceive to be right. Well, then you're nobody, then you're nothing. We have to build, we have to grow, we have to be Kadosh and Shemayim, we have to be Sholem. So of course you've got to go out there and go after what you're supposed to go after. If Hashem says no, it's no. I want my son's broken hand to get better, why? Because my da'a sikhli tells me that that's the best thing for you. But if Hashem turns around and says no, okay, I back off, I didn't know, I was wrong. The same in learning, let me show you how it works in learning. If you don't need 2 meters, then you're nothing, you don't need books. You have to have a meter of knowing what you know and knowing that you're right. Yeah, because if you don't know what you know, you're a genius. You know nothing. Whichever way the wind blows, you blow. No, you're in this world, which we need to run. This is my world, and I have a chance to run this world in a gospel, a prophecy, and do what I believe is to be right with my Das Torah. And at the same time, the minute I realize I'm wrong, I have to back up and say, hey, I was wrong. Let's try get another shot. When I'm learning with my Kabbalah, if I hold something's shot, I will hold it that's shut until death has to part, until somebody shows me I'm wrong. The minute you show me I'm wrong, hey, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Let's start again. So on the one hand, you need that action looks tight. On the other hand, you need to be an honor of and know when you're wrong. If you don't have that, you're nothing. If you don't have knowing what you know, you're a jellyfish. And if you don't have to back off when you're wrong, then you're about to die with shame tomorrow. Hashem doesn't want to share the world with you. Those 2 meters have to be in place. So if I think that the best thing is to start a bank account in town, so that's what I think the best thing is, then I've got to go out there, I've got to raise the money, I've got to get involved, I've got to get insurance, I've got to get the name, I've got to find the teachers, I've got to find the whole thing's got to be done, and there's a lot of status in there, right? And at the same time, I have to know that nothing I'm doing is going to change anything. If Hashem wants to take Yaakov to be out of Genesis, he does it. It means like a mishtadel for 20 years. And then Hashem says, I'm sorry, I don't want to be Yaakov. You're going to get fully rewarded for all your mishtadels and all your efforts, but there will not be a Beit Yaakov here. And if there is a Beit Yaakov here, you have to know they have nothing to do with you. Hashem is going to put it there one way or another. That's another, we're not discussing that. We're talking about you've gone through your cheshbonos and this is the right thing to do. We're not talking about that. We're talking about why even bother. It was never supposed to be a Beit Yaakov. We all put it, and if you want, you want. The one go to the doctor. If Hashem is going to make a bed, he'll make a bed. He's not, he's not. Why do you have to find a doctor and make the best ishtadlis? You have to know that the ishtadlis is not going to change anything, but you still have to do the ishtadlis. It's going to be the best ishtadlis based on what you think to be right. You have to argue with Hashem. You have to tell Hashem, you're wrong. I want you to try and get better. Every time you double Shimon Esrei, 19 times you're arguing with Hashem. Boinei Yerushalayim, Hashem says no, and you say yes. That's what Tfilah is. Your next door neighbor doesn't have money, and you're davening for him to have falafel, and Hashem saying no, and you saying you're wrong, I want him to have falafel. And you go to Chaim Kanievsky for a bracha for banasa, and he ever gives you a bracha for banasa. What are you doing? He's arguing with Hashem. Hashem says you shouldn't have banasa, and after Hashem you shouldn't have banasa. Isn't that what we're doing all the time? When you're dubbing, what are you doing? Twitching your lips to the shtender. No, you're arguing with Hashem. He explains to Hashem why you want it, you're motivating it.
No, told me to say that. I get
this is the sugya we're learning at the moment. This is the ordeal that you're going through. This sugya that we're learning at the moment. The ongoing ordeal between each other. Okay.
Ideal.
That's why you're in yeshiva. Keep learning. So the person doesn't get upset when things don't go the way he planned them. Nazbezo is the marshal. Let's try and go further and understand this with a marshal. By the way, if this is all clear, we wouldn't have to learn this, right? The fact that we learn it again and again and again and again and again because it's not clear. Yudish Hashem Bochavo, Shui Yeze Shiatik, Es Shmai Yis Barach Ba'ilam, Betab Kitchel Mina Albat. Let's say that you're the person that is chosen to publicize the name of Hashem via your purpose of being a bank manager. And he does it by guarding that everything he does, his mum has done the covered and the munna and everything's done nicely and yeah? Yishara says, look at Chaisov, the Seder Panim Yopis. The chief of customers with the Seder Panim Yopis. The Yamin kill Kolat Shlochus Mechosa Vami Hashem. And he knows that all that Shloch, all the success he has in his wealth comes from Hashem. The Lo Yayma Chasta Chalila Kaychivaitim Yodi Yotin Ezechai Lazeh. He doesn't say, God forbid, because I'm a clever bank manager, that's why I'm doing so well. Are we saying that he's the bank manager or he's meeting with the bank manager? No, he's the role of the bank manager. Okay. We know that Tzorech HaSaka will cover Pigishah Tzikas Choshuva. As a result of his business dealing, he has a very important meeting, yeah? But the Bet Mavoyna Pigishah will keep up Ka'ev Shinaim built in Ezbol. In the middle of this meeting, he's been waiting for, he's about to get Microsoft's contract for his bank, okay? He gets a toothache that he's just, yeah, he can't. Vanilla Tabad Le Pegishah Legeshad Rafael. But to cancel the meeting, to go to the doctor, he can't, he possibly cannot, he gets a migraine. Imu Chai Be'imunu B'tochen, Einu Doi Kov, a bit like, if he lives with Hashem and he understands, then he's not more or less upset about going to the doctor, not going to the doctor. Yeah? Him going to the meeting, going to the doctor is exactly the same. He knows the whole purpose why he has to have this meeting in this boardroom. He's to Makavitcha and Shemaim. And it's not going to make any difference whether he gets the Microsoft contract or not. We're going to do with him. That's Hashem's decided already. Then came Asha for Kibble Tafkit Chadash. Right next, he's got a new job. He got a new SMS from Hashem saying, excuse me, I don't need to make other Shem Shemaim, yeah. I need to become a covenant Shem Shemaim with the dentist. So give the covenant Shemaim, the lechus the reife, the shamba mokim achadash, who will fight and vigelis, covenant malchusay. You're sitting in a meeting with Paul Gates. Suddenly Hashem says, you know what? I'll take care of Gates. I want you to go. I need you urgently just to go out to the dentist and become the same Shemaim there. So why did you get a toothache? The toothache moves you to the dentist. That's all that happened. You're in a business meeting. You work for God. Your job is to publicize God's presence in the world. So he asked you please to do it at Microsoft head office. They asked you to do it at the dentist. That's all. Nothing's changed. Just the venue's changed. The letters of Ezra, Shammah Mogwah Hadash, your father, Vigalis, Kavod Malchusah, who ain't writing for Regas of Kachi, not vibrating and then bouncing off the walls as a result of this. And he writes a Benesh of Chetzer, and lived to it, Tafkida Hadash. Oh, you got a new job description? Oh! You work as a taxi driver, so the Tachana phones you up or radios you and says, pick up somebody at Schweizer or Samar, yeah? And on you're on there, the taxi comes, the woman comes on the microphone and says, no, I want you to go to Merkaz Big. So what does he do? He turns around and goes, that's big. Why? Because the Tachana told him to go somewhere else. That's all. You know, I have to go to Osamayach. No, you don't have to go to Osamayach. But what's it going to be? I've got a fair in Osamayach. No, you don't have a fair in Osamayach anymore. Now you've got a Merkaz Big. That's where your fair is. Imagine living like this. And in Bushel, when I'm a speech, you live like this. We all live like this, our boys are intellectually. Just intellectual, it hasn't gone into the kishkas yet. So that's why we're trying to drum this into our kishkas. What are you coming to do? I need a job description of what you're doing. Are you asking for what we've said so far? We understand the principle well enough to apply it to specific cases or not?
It's a parallel case which I don't know if it's possible or not.
Well, let's see, okay.
So imagine a person who was a gabay tzedakah. And he had to go and touch him. And now that people are going to
lose money. No, they're not. No, they're not. Because you're not feeling the Nehem, Hashem's feeling the Nehem. You being a government stock is, that's your way of being Makad Hashem Shemayim in the world. The same as a modern mechanic or a bank manager is Makad Hashem Shemayim in the world.
I'm not going to send anyone else in my place.
Whatever's called good, whatever's called vanity studless for him, that's what he's going to have to do.
Where do we?
I don't understand what you mean. The principle here is that you have to understand that if a Kosh Baruch Hu takes you out of one meeting and puts you into another meeting, you don't have to worry. You don't have to be upset. You don't have to worry what's going to be with my meeting, what's going to be with my panasa. Because the meeting wasn't about your panasa in the first place. The government's not going to understand that a Kosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of his aniyam whether this guy's there or not. So if a Kosh Baruch Hu comes to him and says to him, I don't want you to be sitting there handing out stock. I want you to be at the debit. So he goes to the dentist and he's not worried about the aniyam.
Would it not be responsible for him to send someone else?
Who says we didn't say this? Whatever your ishtadlis, no. Whatever your ishtadlis consists of, you have to make ishtadlis.
Does he have to make
service
anymore?
I don't know. In each case, you'd have to work it out. You'd have to apply the principle to the situation. Depending on your darga, depending on the needs of the people, depending on 55 different things, you'd have to make a shit like that. What are you asking me for? Specific judgment, calling the situation, does that exist?
Logically,
we're not talking about theoretical cases where you have to do something studless. If a Kosh Baruch Hu came to you and said you've got to go to the dentist now, then you have to go to the dentist. So now there's a meeting that was supposed to take place that you were supposed to be at. No one else can fill your place in this meeting. You're the only person in the world. So what do you mean find a replacement? There's no replacement.
Okay.
So what's the problem?
So do nothing.
What do you mean? There's nothing you can do. There is nothing you can do. I realize I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm trying to give you a claw and you keep turning it into a case. You haven't understood the claw. How are you going to apply it to a case? First, try to understand the claw. I'll ask you, do you understand the claw well enough to start applying it to cases? Oh, and I'm showing you that you don't. The claw that we've learned so far is if a conscious puts you in a situation and then changes your situation, there's nothing you can do about this. then you're not worried because there's nothing you can do about it. Obviously, in the situation, if your partner's sitting in the car downstairs, you can ring him up and say, I've got to go to the dentist, why don't you sub for me? What's the problem with that? We're talking about a case when you're in a business that has no partners, no one else is prepped for this meeting, no one else can go to this meeting except you. And if you don't go, you're going to lose your contract with Microsoft. And Hashem gives you a migraine that forces you to go lie down. You know why? You're not upset, you don't mind, because you knew that the contract with Microsoft had nothing to do with you being there or not. That's the cloud. And what are you asking me? Shouldn't I make more ishtadlus? The cloud is there is nothing else for you to do. You've done everything you can. So what are you asking? Do more than you can? The Gabbat stocker, you're the only Gabbat stocker in the world. Yeah? You're the only person that has any money, you're the only Gabbat stocker. Everyone else out there are need that need you. And you have to go lie down because you've got a migraine and it's half an hour before Pesach and no one has matzah and wine. So what do? You feel terrible for the Anim and you know that Hashem looks after the Anim, not you. And you go lie down. And what are you asking me? Shouldn't you find someone else? There's someone else to find. You're the only person in the world. Now how do you feel about that when you lie down? That's the question. Are you worried? Are you dying? Are you upset? Not in the least. What? I did everything I could do. Hashem said, I don't want you dealing with this. That's my turn. Once again. Forget about, let's not use the Ani case. Let's use the bank manager case. You had a deal going, $50 million deal, yeah? And you sit in the meeting, and the middle of the meeting, the chef says, well, meeting's over for you. I need you to go to the dentist. When you say to the dentist, how are you feeling? No problem. Why? Because you know that Shem's running the world and taking care of the world, and there's nothing more you can do, honest. Right? If you're the government stock, you're the bank manager. It's Hashem's world, not yours. And there's people in pain. Nobody has to feel their pain and share their pain. No one says you stop being empathetic. But we're talking about Klappi Stadless. We're learning the Sugya of Stadless now, not the Sugya of empathy. When we get to empathy, we'll deal with empathy. When we get to Tfilah, we'll deal with Tfilah. Right now, we're working just in this isolated laboratory little place called Stadless. So Klappi Stadless, you've done everything you can, so you move out. So good. What's to be worried about? The $50 million was going to come or it wasn't going to come because everyone was driving Rosh Hashanah. Your meeting with the bank manager has nothing to do with the bucks. It's about you being covered, being Magalakovich Shemayim in the world. If that's the only reason you're the Gabbat stock is to be Magalakovich Shemayim in the world, Hashem says, I don't want you to be Magalakovich Shemayim, yeah, I want you to be Gabbat stock. So then you move to the next place. What about your Gabbat stocker job? You didn't have a Gabbat stocker job. You're an eminent Hashem, that's your job. I have a what Hashem going to do with it? Hashem's the manager, he's the CEO, he knows exactly what's going on in his business. I need you to move to the London branch. Well, what do we with the Jerusalem branch? The CEO knows what's going on in the London branch. He's got his whole organization sorted out. He just needs you, with your limited perspective and reality, to go from here to here. Queen's Pawn, you know, 1 to Queen's Pawn 2. That's all. But I want to be on the white block. Since I want you on the black block. My boy, huh? But who's going to take my place in the white block? No one. Hashem, that's not your problem anymore. Does that make sense? That's the cloud. Your ishtadlus has nothing to do with the outcome. Hashem comes to you and says, I want you to put on tefillin because I want to give you $50 million in a Microsoft contract. Please put on tefillin. That's the ishtadlus I want you to make. So you're just about to put on tefillin and you suddenly realize that whatever you can't, you have to go to the bathroom, you can't put on tefillin. So did you think you just lost the $50 million Microsoft deal? No, because you understood that there was no connection between you putting on tefillin and the $50 million Microsoft deal. The same as your meeting with Bill Gates, it's like putting on tefillin. That's nothing to do with the outcome at all. Now obviously within the world of the status in our world, there's a million judgment calls every time, of course. But that's not what we're discussing now. We're discussing that. How do you feel when Hashem changes your job, doesn't give you what you want? All these things. I wanted to fly to London on a one-day trip. I had 3 appointments in London. I was flying there. I was sleeping over and coming back the next morning. Via Rome. The only flights I could get was via Rome. So I'm flying out of Ben Gurion to Rome. I have a half an hour stopover in Rome. I'm flying to London, yeah? And someone's picking me up at the airport, straight to my 3 meetings, sleeping over, coming back the next morning. That's my plans, right? Okay. So the flight here leaves an hour late. I get you. I've missed my connection. The next flight out of there is like 10 o'clock the next morning. I have a South African passport, and I don't know if he's to go to Italy, so they won't even let me stay in the hotel. They won't even let me into the hotel in the airport. Okay? And this is now 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I have a flight 9 o'clock or something in the morning. I have no food, I have nothing. I have no communication device to let anybody know what's going on. I'm stuck in the airport. That's it. What do? So I kicked and screamed and fought with the Italian police to try and get a visa or whatever. I made about 2 hours worth of noise, and then I realized, hey, this is not going anywhere. So I found one of those quiet corners with these four benches, and I settled down for a long night. Long, hungry night. Anyway, so you guys don't remember Tura Kenna. There was a bocha lunch in the yeshiva Artura. He was on his way back to Israel from somewhere, and he happened to stop in Rome for half an hour. And he was flaccid because he ate meat on the plane, and his sister in New York had sent him with a big pile of cheese sandwiches that he couldn't eat. So that's how I bumped into the only person I bumped into the whole 15 hours at an airport was Artura. And he gave me food. That's when I realized how much Hashem loves me. Sent somebody to give me my cheese sandwiches and fruit, that I had enough food for the whole night. The only thing I had on me was my Gemara. Oh, Hashem. Anyway, the story gets worse because I arrived in London, and there was a strike in Ben Gurion at the airport. So that no one could come back. So I ended up being in London for 10 days or something like that. Ended up being there for Shabbos. I had one change of clothes. It was a very interesting trip, but I didn't handle it the way you're supposed to handle it. Okay? I used to be in London. Why? I don't know why. That's what it caused Bach to start. So what do you do then? So obviously you have to make some standards. You've got to phone the taxi driver to get him to come fetch you. Yeah? Of course you have to try and do that. You have to try and get a message to people you have meetings with to tell them that you're not going to be there. Why? Because that's part of being a normal event, to let people know that you're going to miss an appointment that you had with them. But let's say you couldn't do that, like I could have. You can't, you can't. So what do? We worry. We spend the whole month worrying. What about this one? What about this one? What about that one? What's this going to say? Why are you worrying? Hashem knows that you have a meeting. Hashem knows that you can't make the call. This is all Hashem. You just work for God. You're in the Rome airport. Your job now is to be the Kaddish Hashem Shemaim in the Rome airport. That's all. Why? That's good. You don't always tell your kids everything you ask them to do. Why and how? Do you explain to your 4-year-old everything? No, you tell him to pick up his clothes. Why? There's nothing. So start explaining to him that, one day he's going to get married, he's going to learn, he's going to train. No, just... Does that make sense? You worked for a year, for a month, full month, in order to get his livelihood, yeah? Because you keep it at Mascarato, who of the law. So now at the end of the month he goes and he gets his salary, he's walking home with his paycheck, and he loses it. The remaining month is Kiev at the Chinam. Shekain who chai the Tchusha Shalab was also he, Zusha Beer Esamaskarit. He's not upset that he's lost his check. Obviously he has to try and find it. Once again, we're not talking about the practical steps that he has to take. But he understands that his working had nothing to do with his salary. He didn't get that check because he worked for a month. That check was coming from Rosh Hashanah, and the work he did was because he had to make his status. He ain't L.I.M. Tzayla Kabbalah Samaskorit. It's some sort of means to get the maskorit, but it's not what's causing the maskorit. The job that he was doing, washing windows or whatever, was to increase Kavod Shemayim in the world. The money that he got lost, that's another sugya. Two separate sugyas. So that money got lost because of other cheshbonos in Shemayim, that this is the best thing that he needed for him right now. Okay. The heart.